Unit 9. Listening 1. CAE Part 2. Sentence completion.
Now on the travel guide, we go back in time to trace the origins of the good old package tour. Roger, you've been doing some research on a Mr. Cook.
That's right, Debbie. Thomas Cook, the man who founded the global travel agency with the same name. Now, Thomas Cook actually had quite a few jobs before he hit on the idea of organising package tours. He started out as a market gardener. Then he handed in his notice and became a woodturner. And he also tried his hand at printing. What many people don't know about Thomas Cook, though, is that he was a very religious man. And in 1828, when he was just 20, he started working as a Bible reader and village missionary in the Leicester area. And it was this religious streak that led him to become a member of the Temperance Society. In case you don't know, the Temperance Society was an organisation whose members were against drinking alcohol in any shape or form. No beer, no wine, no spirits. But what's all this got to do with the tourist industry, you might ask? Well, one day he said to himself, wouldn't it be great if we could use the newly invented train to help us in our mission to get across the idea of temperance? And in 1841, he got together about 600 temperance supporters in Leicester and packed them off on the 8:15 to a temperance meeting 15 miles away in Loughborough, all for the modest price of 1 shilling. And it was such a popular idea that he did it again the year after, and the next 2 years after that too. But it wasn't until 1845 that he actually thought about making a profit from his idea. That's when he organised a pleasure trip to Liverpool, with the option of going on to Dublin, the Welsh coast, or the Isle of Man. And that was the first ever package tour. After that excursion, the world was his oyster. By the early 1860s, he'd moved up market and, from his travel firm in London, was arranging tours for the English middle classes to different parts of Europe, especially Italy, Tuscany mainly, famed for its beautiful scenery, its history and its artistic heritage. He booked them into the best hotels, gave them a guidebook for the trip and issued them with circular notes, what we know today as traveller's cheques. They could cash these in at any hotel and bank which Cook had made arrangements with, well over 1,000 different places in the 1880s. By then, he'd already organised his first world tour. That was in 1872, and he was now taking on responsibility for postal services and military transport for England and Egypt. Thomas Cook died in 1892 at the age of 83, leaving behind him the beginnings of a major global industry. Oh, and a pub in Leicester, which is named after him. Cheers, Mr. Cook.